to the vagaries of the market. We are certainly subject to the volatility on the global scene, but I think that the fundamental problem that we have here is that we're too dependent on our oil imports from the OPEC countries, and we're too vulnerable to the price instability in the global market. So I'm not sure how we can argue that producing more oil here at home and lessening our dependence on OPEC oil wouldn't make a difference. It just seems to me to make sense to have as much a cushion as we can, because I think we recognize that the cushion that is available within the world markets is one that we're not entirely sure. Senator Schumer has asked that Saudi Arabia crank it up a bit so that we can get more from Saudi Arabia. How much spare capacity they have. I think this is one of those things that causes the volatility that we see. I want to move off that subject for a moment and bring up the issue that I raised in my opening comments, and this relates to the legacy wells that were drilled again from 1944 to 1981 when the government drilled more than 100 wells. They have only plugged and properly abandoned about 10 out of 137 wells. When I was in the legislature giving my address, a representative from the House asked me, well, Senator, what can we do? What's our action plan on this? And I said, we need to raise a little hell. We need to point out that there cannot be a double standard here. There's a resolution that was passed by the State House of Representatives, and I'd ask that it be included as part of the record. But
we'll include that, of course.
Thank you, Ms. Chairman. It points out that the federal government has received over $9 billion from lease sales within the petroleum reserve where these exploratory wells were drilled. The state can't impose fines on the federal government, but if it could, the fines would exceed over $8 billion. If the statute of limitations were disregarded, the fines would exceed over $40 billion. So, again, what I'd like to do, Mr. Secretary, is work within the department to figure out how we can do a better job of this. Right now, DOI has suggested to the state of Alaska that we can do one well a year. If that's the rate that we're going, we're sitting here with over 100 years to remediate and repair. I need to have an action plan for the people of the state of Alaska on this, and I need